I wonder why. I'm gonna have to find a new hiding spot after all these years. Maybe we'll go down by the lake. With pinching on me. Feelings untamed. Words are trivial. Pleasures remain. Almost there. Words are meaningless. And forget. Fade the pet mode out a little more. All ever wanted, all ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Well, it is 1912 UTC here in Austin, Texas. It is 33 degrees presently on my watch with a high of 34. I went to Weather Underground. They were saying it's currently 34 with a high of 36. So, not sure who to believe, but in the end, it's hot. It's still very hot. It's frustrating. We've got about a 5 kilometer an hour breeze out of the north. It's switching over to the south, though, tonight. And that's when you should get a bunch of rain, because there's a cold front coming in. Big old jet flying below the clouds. All right, that's Southwest Airlines jet. Express Fleet Services turning, no turn signal. They're turning left. Nope, no turn signal. They do have a blinking light on their roof, though. I guess that counts. All right, super hyper local traffic, not what we're here for. We're here for the news, and I'm halfway through the show late, so we better get with it. Sorry about that. If you'd like to talk for the time we have together, jump over to com, just SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're there, launch com. Just type C-O-M, and then press enter, then type G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. I'm going to go ahead here and connect. Connecting. Alright, I SSH'd in. Now I just type C-O-M and hit enter. Boom. And I'm in the non-radio room with Quentin and Ratsu and WX Boss. as well as X1 and Thrig. Handy C's in the house. Uh-oh. Oh, I'm sorry, X1. What happened? Was it too loud? Or is it distorted? You guys tell me. You know what I'll do? I'll listen to the... Okay, one moment. How's this? Testing. Boop, boop, boop. Am I loud and distorted? Oh. All right. I hope this is better. I turned the gain down and I adjusted the mic sensitivity so that they weren't all just pegged at 100. In the past, I was way too quiet, and so I'm very paranoid about being way too quiet. all right, fantastic. Quentin and Thrig saying things are fine. Ratsu, WX Boss, X1 saying better. One of the pains of doing it on my phone, I think what I might have to do is, I don't know. I guess if we've got to find a new hiding place, I might just find a place that I can use a headset microphone, because the wired microphone isn't the best, the one that I have now. Okay, well, let's get going. We'll keep on, we'll try and get what we can. It is 1916 UTC here on Anon Radio. We are not professionals, as you can tell. The closest to professional you're going to get is from our pal Snowdusk, DJ Snowdusk. He has a great show called the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Check your local listings for show times. I think Friday and Saturday? Thursday and Friday? I always forget. I listen to it after the fact on the archive because lately I go to bed early. I don't know why. It's just a thing. Let's see. We got a Jeep driving by. Oh, look at that. We got two vehicles almost colliding in the turn lane. Neither one using a turn signal. One was an SUV going west, and the other was a commuter van going east. That would have been a crash to remember. All right, what am I doing? I'm launching Firefox, because we got to talk about news. We got some news. We don't have a lot of time. I want to be sure you guys get at least some news that you can use. So first up, go to desktop bookmarks, menu, news to me, October the 4th. That's right, that's today. It's October the 4th. Venice, the top story of Venice region, mourning the loss of 20 lives. Flags flew at half-mast over Venice Wednesday after 21 people, including a toddler, were killed when a bus careened off an overpass and caught fire. The bus flipped upside down. The impact was terrible because it fell from over 10 meters, landing next to railway tracks below, said Moro. Said Moro Luongo, Venice's fire brigade commander. The dead are thought to be mostly tourists returning from Venice's historic center to a camping site on Tuesday evening. 15 others were injured in what the mayor described as an apocalyptic scene. Firefighters said the bus was electric, despite the Italian interior minister earlier saying it ran on methane. They spent hours extracting bodies from the charred remains of the bus, which was finally removed from the site in the early hours of Wednesday. Now, a battery-powered bus would burn pretty hot, I'd imagine. Among the difficulties was the fact that the bus was electric, so it had batteries, which caught fire on impact. Let's see. The death toll was 21, including a one-year-old child and a teenager. Five Ukrainians were among the dead, identified so far, alongside a German, a Croatian, a Frenchman, and the Italian driver. Five of the 15 injured are in a very serious condition, and some were still being identified. Pretty terrible stuff, but they're saying their current hypothesis is that the bus driver fell ill and then they crashed off of the overpass there. So we'll see what's going on. All right. Hey, Jay Lamoth, welcome. Howdy. Math problems. Hey, and the Z-Man's here. Welcome. See you later, JGB. Juliet Golf Bravo, three-letter club. Snowdusk, epic battle with DJ Daniel and the news was peak Anon Radio. Yeah, Anon Radio definitely has developed a personality over the years, which is wonderful. And I hope it continues on. All right, so there was that explosion. What else happened? Well, two dead, one injured, in what's being called an unprovoked, indiscriminate firing by Afghan sentries on pedestrians. At least two people, including a 12-year-old child, were killed on Wednesday when an Afghan sentry opened unprovoked and indiscriminate firing on pedestrians at the Chaman border in Balochistan, the military's media affairs wing said. According to the Inter-Services Public Relations, or ISPR, a child was also injured during the firing. On October 4th at 1600 hours, an Afghan sentry employed at Friendship Gate of Chaman border crossing along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border in Balochistan opened unprovoked and indiscriminate firing at pedestrians moving from Pakistan to Afghanistan. The ISPR said the incident occurred at the outbound gate located on the zero line. A little 250cc Honda motorcycle driving by, guy wearing full gear. Maybe they're a new rider. Either a new rider, maybe they're fuel conscious, safety conscious. It's a question mark. Oh, here comes a Mustang. Not the greatest turning radius. Own troops exercised extreme restraint and avoided any exchange of fire in the presence of innocent passengers to avoid collateral damage. The bodies have been shifted to the district headquarters hospital, and the injured child was immediately evacuated by security forces. Afghan authorities have been approached to inquire the reason for such a responsible and reckless act, apprehend and hand over the culprit to the Pakistani authorities. So, I'll let you know if we hear any more. This is coming from a Pakistani news source there for us. But don't worry, there's more indiscriminate death and destruction happening. Zerohoff saying, is 250cc really a motorcycle? Tobe pointing out, that's four motorcycles in Malaysia. Yeah, so little scooters that you see running around are usually like 125cc. And then motorcycles, 250cc. I rode a Honda, I rode a little Honda Rebel that was a 250cc motorcycle. And I always wanted to do a show because I weighed, it's a long time ago, I weighed 250 pounds and I rode a Honda, a 250cc motorcycle. So I thought it was funny and be like going around the world, 250 pounds on a 250cc. But then, you know, that didn't last long. But shout out to Tobe and Balochistan. Thank you, three. All right, 10 civilians were killed and 11 injured Tuesday in Khartoum in a bombardment by paramilitary forces that hit homes, a mosque, and a medical center. According to local resistance committee, one of the groups that organized mutual aid between residents and the country at war, shells fell in the Al Samrab district in the north of Khartoum. Shells hit houses, a mosque, and medical center, according to a source to AFP, in Port Sudan in the east of the country. 10 civilians were killed and 11 injured in the bombardment. So, yes, the stuff, the bad times are still happening in Sudan. People are still being hurt. In Iran, the hijab police have beaten another girl into a coma. Activists have accused Iran's morality police of beating a girl for not wearing a hijab and posted a photo showing her in a coma. Armida Jaravand, 16, collapsed after boarding a Tehran metro train at Shohada station on Sunday. Passing us by is a Frankenstein truck. Looks like a Dodge Ram front with a Ford welding truck back, hauling a trailer with full of sod. Pretty amazing work truck there. Little Frankenstein's workhorse. Lots of cars passing by here. It must be a school day. A lot of Teslas. Oh, one car just sat there at the light. Wow, I'm surprised it didn't get run over. It was a Volkswagen. And it was about five cars deep from the stoplight. And all the other cars had left, and then other cars were passing it when it realized that the light had turned green and it zoomed up. So it's fortunate it was not in a wreck. Anyway, human rights group Hinga alleged that she was subjected to a severe physical assault by morality police officers. Said Armida was being treated at Tehran's Fajr Hospital under tight security, and that the phones of all members of her family had been confiscated. On Monday, authorities briefly detained a female journalist for the Shark newspaper who went to the hospital to report on the case. So, yeah, this is very reminiscent of an earlier account an earlier event that led to all sorts of protests, so be aware. Be very aware. Alright. That's kind of a bummer. Let's talk about death in the United States, I guess. Tobe saying, you know, a traffic observation show might actually work here. Z-Man would tune into it. Didn't the Brits wear wool uniforms? Alright, 15 minutes max. Alright, maybe that's what I'll do. I'll get the show, I'll start the show 15 minutes earlier, and we'll just do a traffic report for 15 minutes before we do news. Oh, there goes a Tesla Model Y. Don't see a lot of those. Alright. Okay, back to the news. Let's keep on going. Sorry, I don't want to drive you crazy with the news, but it's one of those things that always catches my eye out here. Okay, Baltimore shooter, manhunt after 5 shot at Morgan State University. Police have launched a manhunt for a suspect accused of shooting 5 people at a university in Maryland on Tuesday, officials have said. Students at Morgan State University in Baltimore were gathered for homecoming festivities when gunfire erupted and scattered the crowd. What do we got here? 4 men and 1 woman, age 18 to 22, were injured. Police said the number of shooters remains unknown. There have been 531 mass shootings this year, gun violence archive data shows. The shooting on Tuesday night at the historically black university disrupted the school's homecoming events, an important tradition at HBCUs, and typically one of the biggest events of the year. Students dressed in suits and gowns were heading to a campus ball when the sounds of gunshots rang. Officers responded to reports of shots fired around 21:25 EST. Eastern time there for you. Z-Man can't swing a dead hat without hitting a Tesla around here. Can't? I am with you, buddy. I'm with you. So yeah, terrible shooting there at that HBCU in Baltimore. A grandfather has accidentally shot his 12-year-old grandson while officiating a wedding. That's right, pleasure and pain. That's what you want to teach those newlyweds. A grandfather shot his own grandson and injured him during a wedding ceremony Saturday in Nebraska. While Michael Gardner, 62, claims the shooting of the blank ammunition was accidental, since the handling of the gun was deemed neglectful, Mr. Garner was arrested on suspicion of 1 count of child abuse. Mr. Gardner decided to gain everybody's attention and start the wedding with a bang, Chief Ben Hochin from the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said. According to Mr. Hochin, someone had forgotten the wedding rings for the ceremony taking place at Hillside Events in Denton, Nebraska, so it was already 45 minutes late. In order to gain their attention, Mr. Gardner pulled out a Pieta Model 1860 snub-nose revolver and started to raise it into the air to shoot a blank. When he decided to cock back the hammer of his revolver, it slipped and it shot his grandson in the left shoulder, causing an injury. Well, that doesn't sound like a blank to me. The officiant allegedly had put black powder into the gun and glued it in. It was the dried glue that police believe injured his 12-year-old grandson who was standing near him, giving him a deep laceration in his shoulder. Okay, so it wasn't a bullet, but he did get hit by the glue. Glad he didn't blow his freaking head off. The officiant allegedly put, we don't believe Michael intended to hurt his grandchild, but the act was not very smart, Mr. Houchin said, adding that police don't believe alcohol was involved. So, oops, accidentally shot my kid, shot my grandkin, my bad. And a boy, 11 years old, gets a gun from an unlocked box in mother's car and shoots 2 teens at football practice. An 11-year-old boy retrieved a gun from an unlocked box in his mother's vehicle and shot 2 13-year-olds following an altercation that began during a Pop Warner football practice in Central Florida. The child fired 1 shot on Monday night, hitting 1 teen in the arm and the other in the torso. Apopka Police Chief Mike McKinley said during a Tuesday morning news conference. Surveillance footage. Click the button. Surveillance video showed that both teens were running away from the boy when the shot was fired. The teens are in stable condition. That's about all the time we got to deal with this. Unfortunately, I got here too late, so we don't get all the news we could have used. Stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. Here's every goddamn day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. Jay Lamoth pointing out anyone who leaves a gun unlocked should immediately lose their right to own a gun at the very least. I'm not disagreeing with you. And Tobe points out, worst part is it didn't need powder. The cat makes the noise, not the powder. Yeah, it's a very sad thing. But don't worry, stick around for the Devious Gold community with Tobe. He can raise the dead, solve all your problems. He can do math in his head. If you need synthesizer power, power it up. Just call him. He can do it. What else? Your car not working? Call Tobe. Tires flat? Tobe. 6